like I said, because the wise sage once told us that the hits keep coming and they don't stop coming.
Yes. And is that Lizzo?
No, that's All Star by Smash Mouth.
Oh, it is. It is. yeah.
You're welcome. Wow. Hello out there.
Hello.
This is where, yeah, we're going to start talking now. Hello. Welcome to the 50 Worst Dates podcast. Hopefully you're picking up lots of podcasts this week and lots of content to keep yourself busy, because there's a crisis afoot. Mm-hmm. But this week, I want to assure you that this is going to be an hour of none of the C word, none of the Q word. I don't even know if you can like infer what those are. But yeah, like we're just not going to talk about like the news or what's going on out in the world. We all know that we're cooped up right now. We all know that we need a little, just something to change our brainwaves. Mm-hmm. Something that's not on topic. So we are pulling out a topic that I've discussed doing for a couple weeks now because it is so goofy. And that is just all of the made up nonsense dating words that we've built up in the year 2020. They're all ridiculous. Yes?
I was just saying yay.
Yay! I'm Katie.
And I'm Amanda.
And we're going to teach you a thing of the A to Z's of dating in 2020 and all of its nonsense and all of its goofiness, from big dick energy all the way to roaching.
I don't even know
what both of those are.
We're going to find out.
We're going to find out, guys. Yeah, so stick around for this break so we get paid a little bit. And this is going to be an hour of just made up nonsense and us riffing about stuff that doesn't matter. And I hope you enjoy. Okay, let's get into this. Let's crack this open. Let's learn a thing. And we're back.
Yay, hello.
Hello. So, backstory, guys. We do our research for our episodes, and we consult the normal dating websites and anything good with any good info. And I'll go through like the elite dailies of the world like a couple times and just kind of peruse and try to find new ideas. And they kept feeding me this particular article, which was, what is fleabagging? This dating trend is painfully familiar. And it's all about fleabagging, which is a term we're taking from the Phoebe Waller-Bridge Fleabag. Quote, her destructive dating cycle has ever inspired a new dating trend. Fleabagging, which happens when someone makes the same mistakes in their love life again and again without learning their lesson. The worst part? While some dating trends are done to you, fleabagging is something you do to yourself.
Yay.
What? I think that's just called like being self-destructive and needing a therapist, personally. Yeah. Like, it's not like you do a bunch of shitty things all in one jumpsuit. If you're particularly doing that, then maybe you can call it fleabagging. If you're fucking a priest, maybe you can call it fleabagging.
Mm-hmm.
But like, otherwise, it's not, it's not a word. That's not a thing. Mm-hmm. We're giving too much credit to a thing. And then that brought me down a rabbit hole of another article from askmen.com that was internet dating slang terms you need to know in 2020. And I mostly was just aghast because this article assumes that the Ask Men readership doesn't know things like aromantic or asexual or like even like daddy, like they like the word daddy is defined. Which was interesting. But there were also some gems. And I understand that not everybody knows like sexual like orientation terminology and things like that. And I thought it was good that they like did give you a resource if you are clueless in this year of our Lord 2020, mm-hmm. and you're like, what's a transgender? Like that was available to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, are you sure you're okay if you don't know what these things mean by now? And there are some just gems in this list, gems in some other lists I found, and I decided that we all need a laugh. And Amanda mm-hmm. loves defining things.
I do.
So here we are with the 50 Worst Dates Merriam-Webster edition. And I do want to say that some of these are funny and that they've probably definitely been made up. Some of these are funny because they do assume that the Ask Men readership or other readerships of other places like have never heard of certain terms.
Mm-hmm.
Because those people only survive on their own beautiful, beautiful privilege. So I consulted Ask Men, I consulted NPR, Pop Sugar, and The Sun in building this short dictionary that goes from A to Z, well, really starting with B. And we're going to go through it, guys, and we're going to learn a thing, and we're going to make fun of it the whole way through.
And it's going to be great.
Amanda, would you like to start us off?
I would.
Good.
So, you know, we're gonna bring it back to our episode where we talked about setting up your roster.
Ooh, TBT.
Yeah. We're gonna kick it off with the term benching.
Benching.
Benching is when you're not into someone enough to commit officially to dating them, but you don't want them to move on and find someone else either. So you string them along just enough to keep them waiting on the sidelines for you. This is also known as being a fuck boy or a fuck girl.
One of my coworkers explained this to one of our very, very married coworkers, like at lunch this week. He's mm-hmm. like, I have him on the bench. And then I have this guy like next on deck. And he was like, what? I was like, you watch sports? And he's like, yeah. I was like, yeah, that's how it goes. It's savage out there. And he was like, oh my God. Yeah. Benching is fun. Refer to our roster episode if you want more info, because I'm sure you have time to listen to things. I don't know why you would, but like, I'm sure you have time. Next on the list, I've been watching a lot of Pete Davidson content lately. Big Dick Energy. Or BDE, is something only a small amount of people possess. It's a quality of having supreme confidence without needing to be loud or controlling. A quiet understanding of who you are and what you bring to the table that doesn't require backtalk, bragging, or BS. In short, it's someone with big dick energy is incredibly hot, and more guys should try to emulate that. The truth is, you can have BDE no matter your penis size, as long as you're comfortable with who you are.
God bless.
Aww,
God bless BDE.
My heart. God. We all need more BDE. You can have BDE despite your genitalia also.
Yeah.
Anyone is capable of having big dick energy.
Precisely. Next up, we've got breadcrumbing.
Ooh, I want snacks.
Breadcrumbing is when you send flirty but non-committal messages to a person when you're not really interested in dating them, but don't have the guts to break things off with them completely. Wow, my past two have been very, they're basically the same. The breadcrummy is strung along for the sake of sparing the breadcrummer of confrontation.
Yes. I've been talking to a lot of people lately about how most things we do aren't confrontational. And I think so many of these terms on this list are because like we're so afraid of confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
Like quite literally, like the next one. Oh, a casual relationship. Somewhere in between fuck buddies and going steady is the casual relationship. in which two people typically hang out regularly and have sex, but don't partake in the hallmarks of a serious relationship, like exclusivity, ongoing commitment, and spending time with each other's friends and family. Like, that's like, oh, I don't want to tell you to fuck yourself because I like having sex with you, but I don't like you having sex with you, like, enough that you should meet my mom.
Yeah.
Which is rough. And it's hard to do, like, that's hard to say to someone and look them in the eye of, like, I want to fuck you, but not enough for other things. And that's a hard confrontation to have, but oh my God, we need to be more confrontational as a people.
We really do.
Like, the next one even. Look at the next one.
Let me tell you what the next one is. It's called cushioning. As above. So casual relationships. Cushioning is the process of staying in contact with one or more romantic prospects as a backup in case things don't go smoothly with your main squeeze. The cushions are usually kept in the periphery. Example, texting rather than full-blown cheating.
Ooh.
That's fucked.
Though I definitely, like, we all have, like, that friend. They may not be a full friend, they may be like a peripheral friend who, like, always seems to have a significant other immediately upon their last breakup, mm-hmm. because that bitch was cushioning the whole time.
Oh yeah.
I feel like this is also, that's like also the person who's like very, very like very much a, what's the monogamous term, serial monogamist, which is not on this list actually. Like, that's the serial monogamist move of, like, I'm gonna, like, flirt with this person while I'm quietly breaking up with my boyfriend.
Yikes.
So I have someone to continue to emotionally support me despite breaking up with my boyfriend. And then he's gonna be my boyfriend in a week. Because you're crazy. You don't know how to exist by yourself. Get some BDE, motherfucker. All right. This is funny. This actually happened to me fairly recently. And I'll talk about it. A deep like. When you scroll through your crushes or potential dates, social media profiles, and like very, very old photos, either intentionally or accidentally, a deep like risks letting someone know that you're not only interested in them, but you also spent time researching them. Mm. So like there's different avenues of this. There's like the, you're on someone's page that you may not need to be on their page. Like it's your ex's new girlfriend. It's like someone like that. And you accidentally like a 3-year-old picture because you are creeping real hard. Mm-hmm. That is a deep like, but not in the same way as I had a guy and I listened to another podcast and this is called like the tapping on the window. Where he like liked 8 of my pictures from 3 months ago within the span of 3 minutes.
Yikes.
It was a yikes. And I was like, honey, no. Yeah. I went on one date with you once. No. And he was just kind of deep liking to like let me know that he's there.
Mm-hmm.
And like if I was single, like the expectation there I think would be like I would slide into his DMs because he had come like knocking on my window.
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to be like, hey, what's up? But I'm not going to be like, hey, what's up?
Because
I'm fine. I don't need this behavior.
Correct.
But deep liking. End scene. Thank you.
Thank you.
I put this next one on the list because we talk about Twilight a lot and it reminded me of Twilight.
Why? Because it's called eclipsing?
Yes. Twilight eclipsing.
Yes. Oh, I just banged my head on the wall.
Ow.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did a little bit.
Yeah, that's me smashing my head. Well, the title of this episode is called Twilight Eclipsing.
Yes.
When you begin, okay, so eclipsing is when you begin dating someone new. It's important to recognize shared hobbies and interests so you know what you have in common. But when you immediately adopt all of their hobbies and interests as your own, you're eclipsing. Nearly half of singles that have experienced dating someone who took up all of their hobbies and 45% admitted to actually having done this themselves.
I mean, I can relate to this somewhat. Because, like, God knows I'd never played Dungeons & Dragons before. And I apparently do that now.
Yeah.
It's weird. But it's fun. But it happens. I've definitely seen people, God, which show is it? Is it, it's not How I Met Your Mother. I don't even know what show it is. Gosh darn it. There was a show with a character. It may have been Friends too, where like one of the female characters just adopts her boyfriend's like thing. And she'll be like dating a country guy. And she'll be wearing, oh,
I know.
It's Ann Perkins from Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
So it's Ann Perkins from Parks and Rec. And she'll like date the country guy and start wearing a lot of flannel and like going and like cowboy hats and like going to rodeos. But like when she was dating Andy, she sat on the couch a lot and also ate flannel or wore flannel. But when she's dating other people, she like completely dresses differently. Mark Brandanowitz, she was dressing differently than when she was dating like other people. Yeah, don't be that person. Don't eclipse. Don't be an Ann Perkins. Correct. She has a beautiful, majestic sunfish, but don't be like Ann Perkins.
Correct.
Correct. I liked that this came from the Ask Men article, and it's totally fucking killing our vibe as women or as more feminine and or people in vulnerable situations. And I was like, how dare you tell them our thing? The emergency call. An emergency call is a fake out that allows you to politely get out of a particularly bad date. If you can tell the night's going to be a train wreck from the earliest moments, and you often can, but you're genuinely afraid of insulting the stranger you're sitting across from, a fake emergency call from a friend saying, your brother's in the hospital, or your cat just died. Early on in the evening can be a real lifesaver.
Hold on. I'm getting a call from my grandpa who is dead.
What?
Yeah.
Now on the podcast,
what the
Amanda's grandpa's ghost.
What the fuck?
What?
What the fuck?
Maybe.
Sorry to catch you off, but my things were buzzing. So I like looked, and then I just saw grandpa.
Maybe your grandpa's on a bad date in the afterlife and needed you to get him out of it. What the fuck? Did you answer?
No, because I didn't have a chance to.
What the fuck?
I hope they there's a voicemail. Oh my god, I'm scared. I'm scared. Play it. Guys, this is live.
Play it.
Give me 1 second to pull up the voicemail thing.
I'm like very afraid it's gonna be like a delayed.
I'm very afraid for myself. Voicemail.
Hi Amanda, my name is Sonia and I work at the Chicken Ranch.
Fuck.
Okay, thank you.
What the fuck?
Okay. I'm gonna call them real quick. Whoa. So weird.
Very weird.
Everyone's like, what the fuck?
Rightfully so.
This world is coming to an end. Okay.
And the dead shall rise.
Oh, man. That's so weird. That's weird. I'm going crazy. Is that a sign from the universe? I think it is.
Maybe. Depends on what you would want the sign to be for.
It's so weird to have a call come in from your dead grandpa.
That's like very, very strange. Like very, very, very strange.
Okay. Woo! And we're back.
And we're back. We had a quick thing because we thought the dead were contacting us.
Please keep that in. We're up.
Oh, no. I'm going to very artistically cut this.
Katie, I'm getting a call from my grandpa who's dead.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck?
Good news, guys. It wasn't grandpa.
I sent a screenshot of it to Mitch and he's like, is everything okay? And I'm like, my grandpa is dead.
He's dead. Oh dear God. Well.
Okay. Anyway, and we're back.
And we're back. Because grandpa was trying to emergency call you from the afterlife.
Ooh, that's like, that's some spooky shit. Because even though it was a chicken place.
Spooky.
Spooky, scary. Werewolf bar mitzvah. Okay. So what are we on? Fire dooring?
Yeah, we can just skip on to fire dooring. Because, yeah. We can say is that Ask Men was blowing women's spot by including the emergency call. Because if you don't yet understand that a girl on the date on a date is like, I have to go home and feed my cat. It's because she doesn't like you. Let's keep that up our sleeve, motherfucker. But yeah, tell me what fire dooring is.
Fire dooring is, per this definition, is the date. Version of the one-way fire door. On rare occasions, someone will come out of their shell to contact you, but won't respond if you attempt to get in touch. It's a setup that only works in deeply unequal situations. Fuck. If you're getting fire doored, you're constantly feeling frustrated and only occasionally satisfied. If this is happening to you, get out and close the door behind you. There are tons of people out there who won't do this to you.
If this is happening to you, stop, drop, and roll. Yeah.
Essentially, these are the people that, like, will only contact you because they want something.
Those 3 a.m. you up texts only go one way.
Yeah. Which my sister sent me one last night, but that's because she got laid for the first time in, like, 6 months.
Proud of her.
Yeah.
We all need to get it. Like, goddamn. Damn. Damn. I still in the F's. Freckling. This is... This should be relevant, but unfortunately it's not. Just as cooler temperatures bring out cuffing season and associated coupling up, warmer temperatures change people's dating behaviors. If someone seems interested in you during warmer months, it might be a case of freckling. Maybe they go out of a relationship of sorts during the maybe they got out of a relationship of sorts during the spring, and now that it's summertime, you're there on their hookup roster. Unfortunately, they're not looking for anything serious or permanent. Just like freckles, they'll disappear come fall. Bummer. Freckling might be delayed for some reasons this year. Who knows? Like, yeah, they disappear in the fall. Rip your freckles.
Rip your freckles.
This next one's my favorite. I'm excited for you. I'm
pretty excited. Glamboozled.
Glamboozled. I've been glamboozled. I've been hoodwinked. I too was fooled. Glamboozled. Hoodwinked.
Oh my God. Can you tell that we're like losing our shit here in this fucking self-quarantine?
We're not using the Q word.
Oh, you're right. In our social isolation.
I don't even want to use that.
Social distancing. Our forced introversion.
Yeah. Eventually we'll forget how to use words. So like you're getting it in the early days.
At least I work tomorrow. Glamboozled is getting glammed. Okay, wait. Getting glammed up takes a lot of effort, especially when you're trying to make a good first impression. If you've ever dolled yourself up only to be canceled on at the last minute, you've been glamboozled.
Glamboozled. Over half
of singles have experienced this, and I'll tell you from experience, it's the absolute worst.
I mean, that sucks. You ever get on a date and you're like, I washed my hair for this? I wouldn't say that's much of a glamboozle. I also expected this when I first read it to go the other way, as to like you've been glamboozled when someone is really, really fucking gorgeous because of all of the like makeup and everything else. Like they look like a different person than they are when they have their makeup off, which like is fine and everything. I don't really care what you do with your face. But like when it looks genuinely like two different people. Mm-hmm. I once had a partner for a project in college. And when she added, we got our names assigned out on like a piece of paper. And it was like, oh, you'll be with Shannon. And Shannon immediately added me on Facebook. I was like, cool, that's the person I'm looking for. I could not find that person in my class because she looks like a completely different person with makeup and like real clothes on. And she only showed up to class with no makeup, hair in a bun, and sweatpants.
Damn.
So it took me 2 weeks to contact her because I couldn't tell who she was. I, too, was glamboozled in a different way. Oh, this is also one of my favorites, and I have a story behind this as well. Hat fishing. A specific form of cat fishing in which a user, in an effort to hide their hair or lack thereof, wears a hat in every picture in their online profile. I know a girl that for the majority of her relationship with her boyfriend has been hat fishing her followers because she's very short and his forehead has always been coincidentally like chopped out of pictures of them. And slowly but surely, like, they've been together longer and I think she's like a little more confident with it and stuff. But like, he'd be wearing a hat or his forehead would be cut out. And then suddenly it was like, no, that's because your boyfriend's bald. You are cropping your boyfriend's bald egghead out of pictures. You can't do that. You have to give us the full story. And that too is a form of hat fishing. And yep, that's my story. You can't crop out your boyfriend's bald head in your Instagram pictures. It's, I have to think that he thinks it's rude. The rest of us are just like, give me the drama.
Yeah. Unless he doesn't see it.
Yeah, but if it's on Instagram and he's tagged in it.
Oh, then never mind.
Consistently. I'm like, there's no way he doesn't see this. Mm-hmm. He's gotta know these strategies as well as she does.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually his whole head started showing up in pictures. I think they had to talk about it. I'd like to hear about it.
Well, we are now problems. Yep. We're now going to move into haunting.
Haunting.
Haunting occurs when you think you have finished things with a date that didn't work out, or even a serious relationship, but then you notice signs that your ex is lurking your social media feeds. Example, they randomly like old Instagram pics or watch your daily stories. Often the notifications are a deliberate attempt to remind you that they exist.
How strange.
I have both been haunted and been the haunter.
Ooh. First of all, I don't think your ex watching your Instagram stories is that big of a deal. Like,
yeah, true.
You think it's a big deal when it's happening to you? And then, how many people do you not know anymore that you constantly watch their Instagram stories?
Yeah. And my ex, like, will like my posts, so... I don't care.
Yeah. My ex tried to get me to add him on Animal Crossing when I got it. And I was like, nah, brah, you cheated on me. I'm not going to let you steal the fruit out of my Animal Crossing trees. Like, you stole my feelings. I'm going to forget how to socialize after a while, I promise.
I think we all are. All right.
Next one. Next one. Funny story, guys. Amanda didn't know what this word was until I showed it to her on the internet, and then she got very offended because it's fucking awful and we should fucking ban them.
Mm-hmm.
Incels. Incel is a term that became popular on Reddit to describe men who can't get laid. The term, as a descriptor, is doubly demeaning. Not only is no one attracted to incels, but they have a stupid name to describe them. Most incel problems could be sorted out putting in minimal effort into looking better and having more positive interactions with women, but that's none of our business. Incel's slightly embarrassing cousin is the volcel, the voluntary celibate. And you, incel means involuntary celibate. Mm-hmm. Or involuntarily celibate. These are men who believe that they're involuntarily celibate because women won't fuck them.
Because they're probably pieces of shit.
Because they're probably garbage, and they don't understand why women just won't come up and suck their dicks. And to that I say, what the fuck is wrong with you? And also they exist. And if you really, really want to feel, you don't need any downer content, guys. What am I saying? You don't need any downer content. Yeah, don't read about incels. Just avoid it. Just get away from that.
Ooh, someone in my apartment building is making soup or something. It smells good.
Ooh.
But incels, yeah, they're the worst. The guy who was the son of the Hunger Games director or whatever, who shot up the college and then had his whole manifesto. Yeah, he could fuck off.
Yeah, the U.S. University of California Santa Barbara shooter was an incel, mm-hmm. and he killed a bunch of girls. And yeah, it happens all the fucking time, and people react with violence because women won't fuck them. And maybe if they were just nicer and more pleasant, mm-hmm. they'd get laid.
Yeah.
I recommend just being nicer to people and you might get laid. Yes. Another one.
Is Kanye'd. Have you ever been on a date where the other person talked relentlessly about themselves the entire time? If so, you got Kanye'd. Plenty of Fish reports that 45% of singles have experienced one-sided conversations like this.
I've had that. I've been Kanye'd. You don't know you've been Kanye'd until you're told about Kanye'ing.
Which is surprising because you talk a lot too.
I talk so much. If I do like you, I will let you talk.
Will you?
Debatably. I've probably Kanye'd people. Yes. Oh no, I know I've Kanye'd people because if you're really awkward, I will also just talk over you and like make conversations happen. I will beat the dead horse of a conversation every single fucking time.
At least you're honest.
Yeah, that's why I have a podcast. Duh. Because I will beat the dead horse of a conversation. We're learning about ourselves one step at a time. Next one. Kitten fishing. Kitten fishing. Coined by dating app Hinge. Good old Hinge. Kitten fishing is when you portray yourself in an unrealistically positive light on your online dating profiles. We do this to some extent, but kitten fishing crosses the border into dishonest territory. Think Photoshopped or very outdated profile pics, or listing lawyer as your occupation when you're really a first-year law student. I've seen this.
Yes. Or doctor, and they're in med school.
I've seen guys, and this is not like to a fault of nursing, I've seen guys dress themselves up and use like kind of honestly patriarchal standards of jobs and employment to make you assume that they're doctors when they're like physicians assistants or not, they're like nurse practitioners, like they're not even nurses, which physicians assistants do require extra schooling, like that's not bad, but like
so do MPs.
So which is the like assistant to nurses that aren't really nurses?
That's a LPN, a licensed practical nurse.
Yeah, like they'll like be an LPN, but it'll look like they're a doctor. It's like, oh, you sketchy. For the girls who are really trying to scoop up a doctor on Hinge, what do you think that's going to get you? She's going to be mad. She's the kind of bitch that knows she wants to marry a doctor. Do you think she's going to deal with your bullshit? No. Do you think your personality is that glowing that you can scoop that up?
Yeah.
Basically, don't be that guy.
Katie's here to tear down any thoughts that you had.
I mean, I'm just here to tell you how to live your life.
True. Live your life the way Katie suggests and all things will be well.
Honestly, you say that kind of sarcastically, but like if you just
I mean it.
If more people followed my advice, they'd live better. That's all I'm saying.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. Very rarely wrong. And when I am, I don't admit to it. So
you're very, it's fine. Yeah, you're very modest. That's for sure.
I'm super modest.
You just laugh.
Yes. You're Would so you like humble. To tell me any other great things about myself? Tell me that I'm very smart and very pretty and very funny. I'm all of those things. I mean,
you are. You are all I'm of great. Those things.
Sometimes I just make my boyfriend tell me these things to my face. Like, am I pretty? I don't actually do that. I get very close to doing that, but I don't actually do that. Would She's you like lying. To do the next one? Would you like to love bomb me?
I would love to love bomb you. Yeah. Love bombing is when a new partner shows extreme amounts of I would actually love to love bomb you since I'm a Cancer.
Yes, this is a Cancer bitch move.
When a new partner shows extreme amounts of affection early on and expends serious energy in a deliberate attempt to woo you. Mm. However, once you've committed to a relationship with them, the love bomber will withdraw all that affection and let their true ugly colors shine through, leaving you stuck in a nightmare relationship. This one's not really cute. Love bombing is manipulative and abusive. Just kidding. Yep. I'm not a love bomber.
You're not a love bomber.
That's called gaslighting.
You continue the love bombing. You like start off real high.
Yeah, I start off real high and then I kind of take it down to a normal level.
Yeah, you like notch it down to like still probably a higher than average level.
Yeah.
I've been love bombed in past relationships. It's fucked up, y'all. Don't date people that start off real strong and then don't understand why you get mad when it's not real strong anymore. It's fucked up. Mm-hmm. But I still love TV, though. Hey. Ooh, I bust. Oh, my watch is telling me that I should move around because I haven't done any of that because I haven't left my house. Look at that. All right. Another one. Monkeying.
Hmm.
Monkeying is when you move from one relationship to the next without any time in between. Like a monkey swinging from the branches of a tree. Because literally all of these words are like vague, like additions to other ones. Like this is cushioning. You would be cushioning in assistance to your monkeying.
Mm-hmm.
In assistance to maybe you start love bombing. Mm-hmm. And maybe you were hat fishing the whole time.
Yep.
It's all fucking crazy, guys. None of these words matter. None of them exist. But I think it's funny that they do.
No, yeah, they do. So, some of them do definitely exist, like hat fishing and stuff.
That is, I'm glad we have a word for it. I don't think it'll be a widely used word. Yeah, monkeying. You swing, you're a serial monogamist who swings from relationship to relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Which, monkeying sounds cuter than it actually is.
Yes. This yes. next one just doesn't sound cute at all. It's called Fubbing.
Fubbing.
Fubbing. Ever been hanging out with a date or a significant other only to notice they're paying too much attention to their phone? That's a case of fubbing. It's fubbing. A pretty ugly word, and honestly, it's a pretty ugly act. With people using technology to stay in constant connection to their friends and followers, it can be easy to forget about the person right in front of you. A consistent fubber is sending a message, intentionally or otherwise, that you're simply not the top priority their phone is.
Fubber. That's spelled P-H-U-B-B-E-R.
Yes, it's like flubber, but with a P-H.
And flubber's way cuter, starring Robin Williams.
Yeah.
This is just that dude that doesn't pay attention to you on dates because there's something happening on Twitter.
Yes.
Ew. I actually do have a friend like this, and a couple friends that I have noticed it because they have consistent issues like getting to like a second or third date, and we've hypothesized that they are a fubber and mm-hmm. that they are on their phone the whole time and just not actually paying attention.
Mm.
Yes. And yeah, yikes. And it's like not something where you can be like, yeah, you're on your phone too much. I'm not on those dates with them. I don't know, but I have a theory. It's not the same though. All right. This is back to the incel life. Which I thought was interesting because I came across this word on the internet a couple weeks ago and I didn't know what it was. Red pill.
Oh, yeah. From
if
the
you
Matrix.
Decide, like the Matrix, it is in reference to the Matrix. If you decide once and for all that women are bad and society is set up in such a way to privilege them over men at every turn, You're completely off your rocker, but you've also had a red pill moment. You'll probably want to head to Reddit and swap stories with other incels and MGTOWs, which I don't know. Let's Google that. Mid-show Google. Tippy-tippy-tap on my computer. Men Going Their Own Way is an anti-feminist, mostly online community advocating for men to separate themselves from a society in which they see as harmful to men, and particularly eschew marriage and cohabitation. Yeah, get the fuck out.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
We don't want
Goodbye.
You.
Goodbye. Oh, yeah, get the fuck out, man. There are too many of you. Get out. Yeah, so if you feel like women just are set up for too much success, they're every president, they're every senator, they're every leader of every organization you've ever seen. Mm-hmm. They make more money than you.
Mm-hmm.
They're always your boss.
They're Please tell me what country you. That is.
Tell me. I would like to go.
I would love to be there.
First opportunity to book a ticket, I'm there. Let me know where that is. And go have your fucking red pill moment somewhere else. But yeah, that's the internet. Love to see it. Yay. Next one.
Beautiful. The next one is called Roaching. Roaching is where people hide the fact that they're dating around from a new partner and, when confronted, claim to have simply been under the assumption that there was no implication of monogamy to begin with. Wow. How pertinent to my life. Yeah. In today's more poly-friendly dating culture, this is a slick tactic to shift the blame to the person confronting them. But the truth is, it's both parties' responsibility to be at least baseline open about seeing other people. Roaching, as a result, is deeply messed up. Hello, if you're listening, fucking go fuck yourself. Please bleep the name out, Katie, but still. Oh, what an asshole.
I'm amazed that one fell to you.
That's hilarious and also very fitting because the person who did that to me is a fucking roach. So
yeah, like that's a roachy. I like that. That's a gross creature. We agreed that they're shifty and gross, and that's the name we've given it. So like, yeah, this is nonsense words, but like that's fitting.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is also fucking gross, like super fucking gross. Stealthing. With all the cute names, it's easy to forget that sometimes not all dating trends are created equal. Take stealthing, for example. I feel like a lot of these setups are like very much the opening of the Twilight Zone.
Mm-hmm.
So white man, gray suit, pans across a desolate wasteland. Take stealthing, for example, which is just a form of sexual assault. Named for when guys surreptitiously, I think that's the word, surreptitiously remove a condom mid-sexual act.
Yeah, fuck
enabling
that.
Them to finish the deed unprotected. Stealthing is the most horrifying reminder that consent and sexual health education are woefully lacking in modern society.
Yep.
The Twilight Zone.
Yep.
Fuck that shit. That's
That's so unbelievably fucked.
Just don't use the condom at that point. Just be a dickwad and convince the girl to not use a condom because it's a waste of condoms.
Both are sexual assault, but yes.
Both are sexual assault. This is awful. No, this is no. It's not how that works. It's not how any of this works.
Nope. God, fuck people who do that shit.
Yeah, there are some negative energy terms on this list, but we're getting close to the end, so it's okay. We'll have happy endings.
Yes. Turkey dump. Another seasonal relationship event, turkey dumping, is common among college students, many of whom are in long-distance relationships with people they knew in high school or from their hometowns. The turkey dump happens after one person in the relationship returns back to college after Thanksgiving and realizes it's too difficult to keep things going.
Oof. I've never been turkey dumped, but I've watched many other people be turkey dumped. I also thought that was going to be a poop thing, and it was not.
It is not.
It is not a poop thing. Oh, were you turkey dumped? Did you have that? Or did you dump someone? No?
No, I had dated, but we kind of just dated back and forth, but it wasn't during Thanksgiving.
Okay. Interesting. Well, on our last, this is not an A to Z list. This was a B to W list, oddly enough. So this is our last one. And it's tasty. And it's completely in stock at your local Target, last I checked. White clawing. Plenty of Fish says white clawing is the act of staying with someone you find basic and boring just because you find them attractive. And 42% surveyed say they've known someone who has done this. Which, like, I wonder what the rate of, like, men versus women white clawing are, because I feel like I've talked to more men who are like, I'm not gonna break up with my girlfriend, she's super fucking hot, we have nothing in common, and she yells at me a lot, but she's super fucking hot. And like, I hear a lot of that more than I hear women who are like, he bores me to tears. Though I'm sure there are definitely, I've seen some relationships where I'm like, how are you staying awake talking to this person? He's super fucking boring, but he makes money and he's cute. Yeah, that's probably still a thing. Either way, date people that you actually like, not people that you think you should like. It's unhealthy. Yes.
Correct.
Important things. Important clarification moments. Well, that's the end of our dictionary. I hope you enjoyed that.
I hope you enjoyed the headspace.
Yeah. Think of all the silly, silly terms that are happening right now that are probably going to crop up real quick now in our society. I would love to see if there's a turkey dump equivalent for college students that couldn't go back from spring break.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's people like, oh, I'll come back to fuck you. And now they're not going to come back. So it's like, oh, you're going to break up. That's going to be rough.
Yeah.
Buy yourself a dildo, baby. But with that, I have a very short listener mail.
Lay it on me.
On a first date, he shared his 10-year plan of climbing the ranks within a drug dealing industry and invited me back to see his knife collection.
Amazing.
Amazing. Hope he has toilet paper. Hey, Amanda.
Yes.
Well, this is a weird time. What's your happy ending this week?
Well, if it doesn't get canceled, I'm supposed to go to the symphony this weekend to see the live score. Like, the symphony orchestra is going to do Deathly Hallows Part 1 film score while they play the movie.
Fun.
So hopefully I'll be able to go to that. Otherwise, not.
yeah
but that's fine I guess.
My happy ending is that today is Sunday, March 15th, guys, so if anything we've said has been distasteful, I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, it's National Prayer Day.
It's National Prayer Day, apparently. Pray for your hoes out there. But tonight's the night Westworld comes back, and I'm super fucking stoked to see what's going on in the future with Dolores and crew.
I have no idea.
Fucking love Westworld. It's a bonkers ass show. If you are looking for some things to watch, I highly suggest getting an HBO subscription in general. Like, right now especially, watch yourself some fucking Westworld. You think it's just going to be about robots and that guy from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and then it's so much more. Thank you. This has been my TED Talk. But
thank you for that.
Comes back tonight. I'm super stoked. I'd like to do steaks and show Sunday steak and show. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get a chance to get a good steak from the grocery store for obvious reasons, you might assume. Mm-hmm. And I had like one of my microwave meal preps was a steak this week and I forgot about it. So I do have a steak. It is Sunday. I got my show. We're going to do it.
Yeah, Mitch and I have been watching Vikings.
Ooh.
Which is really good. And that's why I'm like stoked to go on the Viking tour. Because I'm like, it's going to be dope. Vikings. But, you know.
We'll see.
We'll get to go eventually.
Yeah. With that, your C-word content hour is over. Guys, do make sure to wash your hands. Stay safe. And if you really like what we do, share this podcast with your friends so they have something to listen to and some content to consume so they don't go crazy in their houses.
Yay.
This is actually, I think, going to be a really good time for podcasts and like content creators in general. This is an opportunity to have a lot of eyeballs or a lot of ears on things. So if you do like what we do, if you did like today and how we kind of got a little goofy, I hope so. Share us on your Instagram stories, share us on Twitter, share us wherever. Tell your friends you enjoy this thing. I've gotten the review of pretty often that it's a lot like listening to your buddies like shoot the shit. Mm-hmm. And I hope that in this time of social distancing, we can help you.
Yay.
And be buddies shooting the shit.
Stay safe. Wash your hands.
Yeah. And if you're pondering your life and your mistakes, if you'd like to submit your own worst date, horror story, sex mishap, boner blunder, or quarantine scream, feel free to submit named or anonymous stories to 50worstdatespodcast@gmail.com or slide into our DMs at 50worstdatespod on Instagram. If you think we're valid sources for advice and want to ask us questions, we'll take those emails too. Our goal is to base future episodes after stories that are not our own. Even though we're going to have to definitely use some bleeps today because we added our own stories. Called some motherfuckers out. We haven't been on that many bad dates. Thank God. But yeah, submit your own stories. If you have any weird things happening to you with the way society is right now, we'd love to hear about it. If you love our music, it's from bensound.com. And if you love our cover art, it's by Tori Scranton. You can find her at tscrantonart on Instagram and Etsy. And Yay. That's our show for this week. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Don't do anything fucking stupid. Love y'all.
Bye.